Our gospel story this evening is a well-known passage from John, and also a rarity because it shows Jesus discussing in some detail all three persons of the Trinity. In this encounter, Jesus challenges Nicodemus to move from theory to practice, from knowledge to faith, from curiosity to commitment. The writer portrays Nicodemus as a learned man with impressive credentials, describing him not only as a Pharisee, but also as a ruler of the Jews. Jesus refers to him as a teacher of Israel. Nicodemus thinks that he, as a religious leader, understands who Jesus is and who God is. But Jesus calls his understanding into question. In rather elegant scholarly fashion, Nicodemus begins the conversation with a statement based on evidence. He knows that Jesus is a teacher and comes from God. How does he know? By observation, by logic, and deduction. And Jesus' signs do provide some convincing proof that God is with him. Though Nicodemus is not wrong in his conclusion, he is not quite right either. His perception is partial and incomplete. Jesus' response to Nicodemus' opening statement cuts straight to the heart of the matter. Unless Nicodemus allows God to change his whole way of being in the world, he will be unable to perceive God at work. Nicodemus demonstrates a lack of spiritual understanding by missing Jesus' wordplay and taking Jesus at the most literal level. Bewildered, he asks, "How can anyone be born after growing old?" Jesus explains that those who are reborn in water and the Spirit become spiritual beings, shaped and sustained by the Spirit who bears them. What appears impossible to humans is possible with God. Jesus is both the only Son of God and human. He descended from heaven and has ascended to heaven, thus connecting heaven and earth. He remains in constant contact with God, the sender, revealing God by bearing witness to what he has seen and known. Jesus refers to God's gift of new life both as eternal life and as the kingdom of God. Eternal life is shaped by and utterly dependent on God's love. It is not simply life in a far-off heaven after death. It begins now, in the moment that we entrust our lives to Jesus. When we receive the gift of eternal life, we enter into God's reign in the here and the now. We become citizens of God's reign and dependent on the Spirit's guidance. Citizenship in God's reign is not a solo affair. We are reborn and live into God's new community. Rebirth into God's reign comes not by knowledge or doctrine, but by faith. If religious training were enough, Nicodemus, as a representative of Israel's religious leaders, would have all that he needs. But he is baffled, unable to enter into new life through his intellect alone. Only after the crucifixion does he take a step toward commitment, bringing myrrh and aloes for Jesus' burial. This risky act signals a change of heart and the beginning of transformation. As Gail O'Day says, we cannot determine who Jesus is, but who we are must be determined by who Jesus is. Jesus invites all of us to receive life as God's gift. The crucified Son of God shows us God's love, scorned and rejected, yet triumphant. Those who trust Jesus, staking their lives on divine love, will be reborn from above through the Spirit. By God's mercy, we will be not merely forgiven, but made whole, remade in God's image as participants in God's new creation. May it be so.